general mode things about this thing, and it'd be nice if I get you to say, "Hi, I'm Jim Murphy from Honolulu Habitat for blah blah blah, and I'm the executive director there." And that's it. And then and that lets me set levels. Plus, I get a collection of these from every one of you guys. And then down the road, if I can do a promo, it'll use it. So go for it.
Okay. Hi, my name is Jim Murphy, and I'm the executive director of Honolulu Habitat for Humanity.
Sounds fine. All right, and we'll set the thing. It's Helping Hand on HPR 1 station statewide each Friday afternoon and in our growing online archive of Helping Hand segments that we have at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. We try to put the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and to other folks in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about Honolulu Habitat for Humanity. According to their website, Habitat for Humanity is nonprofit, non-denominational Christian housing ministry. Habitat welcomes all people regardless of race, religion, ethnicity, or any other difference. Their website says to build simple, decent, affordable houses. And it's modeled as a self-help housing program. You probably have heard something about it. It's been around for a while and had a lot of positive impact all over the world. But it's not a giveaway. It's a joint venture. Homeowner families invest in it. Sweat equity hours, it's called. We're going to learn more about the construction of their homes and how they reduce the costs of these and work to make this something that really promotes a stronger community. Our guest is the executive director of Habitat for Humanity here in Honolulu, Jim Murphy. Aloha, and thank you so much for coming down to HPR.
Aloha. It's great to be here.
You guys, walk us through. There's some different programs. I've had the Maui Habitat on before, so I know a little bit about some of the local entities. And when we were talking, we sort of highlighted. They were generous and shine. They were generous and put the spotlight on a bunch of other islands, including, you know, what you guys do here, too. So there's a few ways that you guys can help out. Talk about what it is.
Sure. So primarily, we're known for our programs where we work with partner families to build them a home. So families of low income and who are in need of a new home come to us, go through a qualifying process, and also a financial literacy program that we offer that allows a family to understand what a mortgage is and how it impacts their current financial situation. And then through that process, if they qualify, then they work side by side with us and our volunteers and our volunteer labor to build themselves a home. So it's not as if we are building a home for a family. We are building a home with a family. So they are invested both financially, but then they're also invested in their time. The sweat equity that you mentioned earlier is the time that the family commits prior to the home and prior to the construction, and then also during the construction process. And then also there's some sweat equity that's responsible after the construction as well. And the sweat equity is they're out there with us building the home, but we're actually teaching them
skills,
and we're teaching them to maintain their home and to continue to invest and increase the value of their home as it goes forward.
And those skills are often skills that go, you mentioned, into not only maintaining that property, but also, I would imagine, into nurturing their own life to the potential that these are new skills in some ways, you know, so building the house becomes something that then they can, it's a new skill or trade that they have.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, some family members are more skilled than others. We certainly have plenty of opportunities to paint and do landscaping and things like that. Not everybody's out there using a backhoe or anything like that. We've got the labor for that.
That's a great point. There's a lot of different ways and there's a lot of levels. So someone should not necessarily be frightened of that because everyone has so much potential and there's a lot of different ways to plug in on a job site.
Yeah.
And what I think you're saying, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, is, you know, you may not think you have a lot of building skills, but you'd be surprised what you could do, and we'll put you to work doing something because
and
there's something for everyone.
Yeah, and we are really there to teach the families the skills that they're going to need to maintain their home going forward. Because we understand that we understand that, you know, it's not just building the home, but then they've got to, you know, you're going to have to paint in a couple of years, and you're going to have to make some repairs in a couple of years, because things are going to wear down as we live in these homes.
That formula of how this works with the families, was that developed over time? Was it something that you have had as a model for some time, or have you tweaked it and sort of figured out the best way of doing it?
You know, we're part of Habitat International, so it's something that they have tweaked and perfected over time. And it's the sweat equity component that's a part of it. It's what sets us apart, and it's also a very important part of what we do. And I think we've got a good balance of the hours that are required for the family. And it's not just at the build sites too. So we also ask families who want to provide sweat equity to come and volunteer some time in our office, volunteer some time in our restore, which I'm going to mention later. And also there's opportunities to volunteer in their local church. So what we're trying to do is get people to volunteer their time, not just on the building of their home, but also the community as a whole.
And that when we think the aspect of folks who are part of this, who have built stuff, requirements that get people into these programs in general, obviously it would be for folks who really have, you know, kind of, if you can, put a perspective on who it is who would really be, you know, without getting into specifics of how they would qualify, but who would we think of as ideal candidates for that?
Sure. So these are primarily low-income families who are in need of a home. Who either have a home of their own that they need to replace or need to refurbish, because we also do have a program that works with just the renovation of an existing home, or who through the Department of Hawaiian Homelands have qualified for land through them. And they qualify through there's a financial requirement based on their current income, based on their family size, and they come to us, they apply, they go through the qualification process with us, and then if it works out, then we develop a home that is designed for them. That comes with some of the specs that they want. They get to
Wow.
choose their flooring. They get to choose things like that. And then they ultimately end up with a mortgage that is paid to Honolulu Habitat. Now, the interesting thing about the mortgage is it's a zero interest mortgage. So these are families who you'd never be able to get a mortgage through a traditional lender at zero interest, not here. So this is their one opportunity to have a mortgage and have a home.
And before we get into the fantastic apparatus that is the Restore, which is a wonderful thing that you guys do, and throughout, you know, you're, as you said, it's a big thing. It's a worldwide organization, and you're a cog in all this goodness, if you will. The refurbishment of homes part, you know, so we've heard about, you know, what it would be and who it would be to be getting their own Habitat home, but you mentioned it, and it's part of the, I think, I don't know if it's equally as important on your program. You'll tell us more, but when it comes to an existing structure, talk about what can be done.
Yeah, so the program that you have, it's called A Brush with Kindness, and it is a program for people who own their home, who have a home that needs some repair, needs a new roof, needs some exterior work, needs some landscaping. They want to improve the value of their home. They want to improve the safety of their home. They want to improve the appearance of their home. So this is a way for them to get a mortgage through us to pay for those repairs, to, again, work with them on those repairs, but to get them done, again, at a zero interest mortgage, it's a way for them to improve the value and the appearance of their homes, and they wouldn't be able to do that otherwise because they're not going to be able to mortgage something like that through a traditional lender.
Okay.
So it's not – they don't necessarily have to – and it's also our ability to do something a lot faster because it's putting on a new roof. So we can do that a lot faster than we can do that – than we can build a home.
And that's a program where they were telling us on Maui that there's a lot of – modifications for folks who are disabled that come into that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
one of the things.
Yeah, and as, you know, as families are growing and as people are, you know, needing renovations done to their house for ADA compliance and things like that, this is a way to make those adjustments in their house so that families can stay in their homes with each other and they don't have to look for ulterior housing options.
Right, to accommodate the mobility situation of people on an individual basis. That's excellent. Yeah, you mentioned it, and it's a cool thing that you guys have a way that, and this is something that, this is those two programs are kind of linked, and it's a certain kind of, that's a real, it's like, I guess they're very different, but they're similar.
Yeah.
The Restore, however, is a whole different way that a lot of people can plug into, right? And that, this is a thing that a lot of people listening may not know about, and it's a way that really helps to fund these other outstanding programs that you do.
Yeah, yeah. So our Restore, and I love me some Restore. It is, it's actually a really fun resale store that we have in Kalihi, which is where our main office is, and we take in donations of furniture, building supplies, appliances, things that are gently used that people don't necessarily need, or they're getting a new refrigerator and they want to donate their old refrigerator. And we pick those, we'll pick them up from somebody's house, and then we sell them through our Restore. And the funds from the Restore actually go to fund the couple of the programs that we just mentioned. It's we're going through a major sort of renovation with the Restore right now. We're trying to make it look more like Pier 1 meets City Mill, and we're getting there. So it's a great place for people to volunteer. It's a great place for people to shop. It's a great place for people to just, we get return customers that just come in once a week and just sort of nose around to look and see what's there. And it is a it's kind of a treasure trove of just different building supplies and things you may want.
Yeah, for folks who are building in particular, I was going to say, it's not just a lot of great, if you're building things, you can get supplies there, but I understand that the prices are also really competitive.
Oh, yeah, it's priced to move because we don't, you know, the items are donated to us. So it's in our best interest to get these things back out the door. So we are very, very low pricing on a lot of different things.
And the cool thing that that leads into the next part of this, so the Restores, cool, not just because if you're building stuff, you can go there and buy your building supplies and you'll be helping these other Habitat programs we first heard about. And you'll also be able to get your, you know, help yourself out too in a cool way. But another side of that is you mentioned it. If you have supplies and you wanted to help stock the Restore, what are the kinds of things that you're looking for or that you could most need if you were to, you know that you had folks listening who had things that, you know, what could we do to help the Restore in addition to volunteering at it and buying from it in terms of stocking it? Are there things you're looking for?
Sure. We're looking for furniture that's in good condition. We're looking for appliances that are in good condition. Any kind of building supplies, whether it's flooring, whether it's drywall, plumbing, sinks, toilets, it's something that you put in your home, it's something that we can generally use. We get a lot of paint. Somebody buys too much paint for a job that they have and they just don't want it sitting around the house. Donate the paint. We can sell that. It's anything and everything that goes into your home. The things that we don't sell, we don't sell clothes. We don't sell, you know, kitchen appliances and things like that. But for the most part, it's anything that goes into your home. And we are more than happy to pick those items up and get them out of your way.
And that pickup is throughout the Honolulu County area.
Yep, absolutely.
That's cool. And the other, because I know Maui, they do the same, you know, that's what I said. And they were kind enough to extend some description about what you guys do.
And we're trying to do a couple of fun things in the Restore as well. We're having an artist corner where we are inviting some local artists to come in and take supplies in the Restore and create a piece of art.
That's cool.
That we can, you know, consign and sell for them, but also just sort of market the Restore as a place for artists to go and put things together. And then we're also starting some classes on reupholstery. We've got a local guy who wants to teach reupholstery. So we had some chairs donated, we had some fabric donated, and we're looking for people to sign up for a reupholstery class to teach them those skills. Super. And we'd like to do more of that.
Super cool. Super cool. the biggest challenges you guys face when you think, I mean, you're doing so many good things. There's got to be some roadblocks here and there or ways that folks, you know, when I think of challenges, things that maybe we could help alleviate if there's other people on the board. I mean, I just give you ideas so that you know the scope of whatever it could be that you think folks listening could help with.
We live off of volunteer labor. So we are always looking for volunteers to come out and not only work with our build sites, but also work in the restore, and also provide whatever time they've got. So we're always looking for volunteers to come out and work with us. If it's a skilled volunteer, that's great. If a carpenter wants to volunteer some time and work with us, that's fantastic. If you're unskilled and painting is a challenge for you, we can certainly try and get you a little more skilled, but we're always looking for volunteer labor. Donations for the restore are a huge, huge thing for us. And then we're also looking for corporate sponsors to work with us on our events, to work with us to be a sponsor a day for some of our builds, and just to sort of create those community relations that are out there.
Events, we have one coming up soon, December 13th.
Yes.
And this is a great, this is one of the ways that people can, another way that folks can help you guys out.
Yeah, we do. You know, we do a lot of events throughout the year. We do a women's build in May, and we do a volunteer appreciation in April, and then we have a build-a-thon in August. But we actually realized that we didn't do a lot of events for children. Children are not allowed on the build site just for safety reasons, and so we wanted to have an event that was specific to children. And so we've got we're calling it the Kids Build Gingerbread Home, and so we're actually going to have kids come in and build gingerbread houses, and also sort of teach them about, you know, the importance of having a home. And we've got it's on December 13th in Kaka'ako, and we're going to have prizes and songs and maybe a visit from Santa Claus, and it should be a very, very fun event. This is our first annual event that we've ever done.
And where in Kaka'ako?
It's at a new place called Proto Hub.
Okay.
On Kiawe Street.
Okay.
And all of that will be listed on our website, of course.
Great. HonoluluHabitat.org is that website. You can also, perhaps, there's some materials you've got or time, or you want to be a volunteer at the store, any number of things that could have interested you in our discussion today, 808-538-7070.
That's right.
Best number to call. info@HonoluluHabitat.org for email. And best of all, I've got all of this contact information plus the full-length interview and more at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, as well as all the other Helping Hand segments all waiting for you on demand online. Honolulu Habitat for Humanity. Anything that you think that we should have covered? And forgive me if I left some of the stuff out. I try to be inclusive, but you never know.
I think you did a very good job. You were very comprehensive.
You got everything we needed to get in. Honolulu Habitat for Humanity Executive Director Jim Murphy. I hope down the road, if there's some stuff that's going on, if you think there's a way, if somebody needs a ramp built or there's an emergency for someone who needs something like that in the community, or anything that we could do, please get in touch and stay in touch and update us anyway of what else is happening. And thank you very much on behalf of all the people that you help out and that you have yet to help. Thanks for doing what you're doing, man.
All right. Thank you.